From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. At least 17 people are dead and at least 80 hurt after a powerful car bomb destroyed a market area near the Indian Embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan today. The BBC's Martin Patience says the numerous car bombings are very unsettling to residents of a city that has been relatively secure.
Certainly, Kabul before the summer was regarded as relatively safe, but obviously these car bombs are increasingly getting through. We've seen 4 attacks in the last 2 months, and I think what the insurgents are trying to do is send a very clear message that they can attack anywhere in Afghanistan, what should be the most secure areas in Afghanistan. They can get bombs in there and set them off and cause this kind of carnage. And what it does is it sends a clear message that they can destabilize Afghanistan and attack the government, which is supposed to be leading this country.
That's the BBC's Martin Patience in Kabul, where a bomb killed at least 17 people today. President Obama is continuing meetings with top-level advisors on U.S.-Afghanistan strategy, but the White House says decisions are weeks away. A meeting yesterday lasted more than 3 hours, and more discussions are planned for tomorrow. On Capitol Hill, both the House and Senate are moving close to floor debate on major health care overhaul bills. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
In the Senate, the Finance Committee is nearing a final vote on its measure now that the Congressional Budget Office has said the panel's bill is not only fully paid for, but would actually reduce the deficit over the next decade and likely beyond. A successful vote in that committee would clear the way for a full Senate debate later this month. Meanwhile, House Democrats have been meeting behind closed doors in an attempt to merge the 3 versions of their bill that have been approved by committees. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said there's no real question about one key element.
We have to make our decision about what form the public option will be in the bill. There will be a public option in the bill.
The Senate finance bill does not include a government-run public option. A fight over it is expected on the Senate floor. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The Romanian-born German writer Herta Mueller has won the 2009 Nobel Prize for Literature. The Swedish Academy honors her for work that it says depicts the landscape of the dispossessed with the concentration of poetry and the frankness of prose. Herta Mueller made her debut in 1982 with a set of short stories that was immediately censored by Romania's then-communist government. She left Romania with her husband for Germany in 1987, fearful of Romania's secret police after her sharp criticisms of the totalitarian government. The Literature Prize, including a $1.4 million monetary award, will be presented on December 10th in Stockholm. This is NPR News. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights has dispatched an advisor to Guinea to investigate the killing of opposition demonstrators by government troops. Guinea's military leader has announced the creation of an independent commission of inquiry. From the capital, Conakry, NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports.
The UN Commissioner, Navantham Pillay, denounced as a bloodbath the military crackdown in Conakry last week. She said a UN human rights investigator had already begun a probe here in Guinea and that the case was a priority for her office. Pillay said they had received reports of many killings, especially of young men in the stadium in the capital, as well as the rape of women demonstrators. Asked whether the incident might constitute a crime against humanity, she said it must be investigated first. There has been international condemnation of the violence in Guinea. The U.S. Secretary of State said Tuesday that the military leader, Captain Moussa Dadis Camara, should apologize to the Guinean people and give up power. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Conakry.
Pakistan's military and foreign ministry are protesting a bill that would condition more than $1 billion in new U.S. foreign aid on more effective efforts by Pakistan to fight terrorists. Pakistan is appealing for more trust and the transfer of technology such as drone aircraft for its use. Any such transfer is seen as likely to bring strong protest from India. And Democratic Representative Gary Ackerman, the chairman of a House Foreign Affairs subcommittee that covers the region, says the U.S. has already demonstrated its commitment to Pakistan by providing aid and by selling it missiles and jets. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.